Oh, okay. You're a seasoned vet then. Very good. Yeah, that Lance Cruz one's the last decent one over on this side of town. The venue's pretty good. I went through the first couple of years. I understand it's down a little, as they all are. You know, you can't get around the internet factor. So many people are buying and selling on the internet. So many vendors of are, you know, not bothering to come set up. You know, it's just not necessary anymore. You know, you need odds and ends and connectors, you know, things like that. You just go to Amazon and have it in the morning. So that's I think that's the biggest thing that's killing swaps is just not really needed. But if you're an individual and you just want to sell a bunch of gear and all that stuff, it's hard to beat, really. But it's a different, you got a pretty select group. You know, it's like if you post your widget for sale on QRZ or something like that, you know, people looking for widgets are going to be perusing it, and you know, likelihood that you meet up and sell is pretty good. But if you go to that swap with a widget, you know, and the guy goes there looking for a globulator, you know, you got a buyer and a seller, but never the two shall meet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll walk through regardless. I just got to decide if I want to put the, you know, 6 hours, 7 hours into it that day. There was, I think it was last year or maybe the year before, I can't remember what group did it. They did it at the Bruce Post VFW Hall on Jefferson. And that one, it was okay. There was a couple clubs there and a, you know, enough vendors to fill the room. Nothing remarkable, but it was, you know, it was cool that somebody was doing it literally on the east side.